Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we're reading from the fourth canto, chapter 31. Text 18, the Narada instructs the Pachetas. Kam Amanam Ashesha Leinam Kalam Mahanam Purusham Parisham Patejasa Svasta Guna Prabaham Atmaikam Bhavena Bajadvam Adaha Tyaktekam Atmanam Asheshadehinam Kalam Pradhanam Purusham Paresham Svatejasa Sata Guna Pavaham Admaika Bhavena Bhajavam Adaha Tenaikam Amanam Asheshade Ninam Kalam Purusham Paresham Svatejas Svasta Guna Prabaham Admaika Bhavena Bhajad Vam Adha. Someone else? Chant. Energies. Tena, therefore, Ekam, one, Amanam, unto the Supreme Soul, Asesha, unlimited, Deinam, of the individual souls, Kalam, time, Pradhanam, material cause, Purusham, Supreme Person, Parivisham, the Transcendental Controller, Svatejahasa, by his spiritual energy, Dvasta, aloof, Guna, Prabaham, from material emanation, Atma, self, Eka Bhavena, accepting as qualitatively one, Bhajadvam, engage in devotional service, Araha, directly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Because the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, He is the Supersoul of all individual living entities, and exists as both the remote and immediate cause. Since He is aloof from the material emanations, He is free from their interaction with the Lord of material nature. You should therefore engage in His devotional service, thinking yourself qualitatively one with Him. Please repeat. Because the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, He is the Supersoul of all living entities. He exists as both the remote and immediate cause. Since He is aloof from material emanations, He is free from their interactions. He is the Lord of material nature. You should therefore engage in His devotional service, thinking qualitatively one with Him. So we request everyone please turn off your cell phone. Anyone who has a cell phone, please turn off your cell phone at this time so we don't have to talk on the phone during class. A report by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. According to Vedic calculations, there are three causes of creation: time, the ingredient, and the creator. Combined, these are called Trayamaka, the three causes. Everything in this material is created by these three causes. All these causes are found in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, Sarvakara Karanam. Narada Muni, therefore, advises the Prachetas to worship the direct cause, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated before, when the root of a tree is watered, all the parts are energized. According to the advice of Narada Muni, one should directly engage in devotional service. This will include all pious activities. Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Krishne Bhakti Sarva Karma Pita Haya. When one worships the Supreme Lord Krishna in devotional service, one automatically performs all other pious activities. In this verse, the word Svatejas Dvasta Guna Prabaham are very significant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is never affected by the material qualities. Although they all emanate from His spiritual energy, those who are really conversant with this knowledge can utilize everything for the service of the Lord, because nothing in this material world is unconnected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Omargina Tiram Dasya Jananjana Slakaya Sakshumitam Jina Tasmei Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Shaitanya Manobi Stam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Danti Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Shaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gradar Shri Vasade Gaur Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, He is the Supersoul of all individual living entities, exists as both the remote and immediate cause. Since he's aloof from the material emanations, he is free from their interaction as lower material nature. He is therefore engaged in his devotional service, thinking yourself quantitatively one with him. So I hope you can hear it clearly. Can everybody hear it clearly? I go. Says no. No, is that better? So here, Narada Muni is instructing the Pachetas. The Pachetas are the 10 sons of King Pachinibardi. They underwent great austerity for 10,000 years. They were underwater. Then they got the darshan of Lord Shiva. Then they got the darshan of Lord Vishnu. Now, instructions from Narada Muni. As we know, Narada Muni is the Devarshi Narada. He's the best of all the demigods. And throughout the Bhagavatam, Narada Muni appears and gives instructions to so many great souls. He instructed Dhruva Maharaj, he instructed Prahlad Maharaj. And so Narada Muni, he's one of the Mahajan, Mahajana Yena Katasa Panta. There were 12 Mahajans. And if we hear from them, this is the process most recommended. There's 9 processes of devotional service, beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam. So hearing from great souls, certainly is purifying the past month. We had the opportunity to hear from great souls like Radhanath Swami, Bhakti Charu Swami, and they many of you and so many others came to simply to hear Krishna Katha. Lord Chaitanya met Raghunath Das Goswami. He told him 3 things. Don't dress in opulent clothes, don't eat palatable food stuff, and don't hear this Gramya Katha. There's 2 kinds of Katha. There's Krishna Katha, talks about Krishna, and there's Gramya Katha, the village talk, or idle gossip. So, one can choose what one wants to hear. But those who have come to Krishna consciousness, we're not interested to hear about ordinary, mundane subject matters. At least we may hear something, but it's not satisfying, it's not pleasing to the soul to hear about mundane topics. But to hear about the Lord and his devotees, this is what is wanted to nourish our bhakti, nourish our devotional service. So, in this verse it says that was stated before, when the root of a tree is water, all the parts are energized. So once Srila Prabhupada was invited to a conference which included these personalities who were considered intellectuals. They had the high IQ. IQ means a test to see how much intelligence you have. So Srila Prabhupada said in his lecture that by watering the root of the tree, all the branches, leaves, everything is nourished. And by worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then everything is included. So one of the intellectuals there said, well, this is very good, but we're not interested in the root of the tree. We just take the leaves and make tea. So this so-called intellectuals, they couldn't even understand a simple analogy. The Prabhupada would often give analogies to make a point. But these so-called intellectuals couldn't understand that a simple analogy. They wanted to test Prabhupada's IQ, but he used IQ means the level of intelligence. So Srila Prabhupada, we know, was the most intelligent, and he was never defeated in any kind of room conversation or debate with anyone. This was the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. Because here it says, according to Vedic calculation, three causes of creation. So we don't accept any other authority. See, the authority, if you want to know who is your father, you have to ask your mother. She's the real authority. And the Vedic knowledge, Vedic information, Vedic means end of knowledge. So all knowledge is in the Vedas. We don't have to go to any other source. We don't have to speculate about this and that. The material scientists, they come up with one theory and then they come up with another theory. But they're all due to imperfect senses, mental speculation. Therefore, they cannot be called science. So real facts are just like 2 and 2 is 4. That's a fact. It doesn't change. No matter what class you're in, whether you're in the first grade class or the highest calculus class, the same in fact remains the same. 2 and 2 is 4. Even though they want to say, sometimes people say, well, we can say something else, we can make it different. But you can't really make it different. So here the Vedic calculation is how the cause of creation starts with time, the ingredients, and the creative force. These are called Triyakmaka, three causes of creation. It's not that the creation, the theory that they put forth is that there was a fiery ball. They explain how the earth and creation began. They say it was a fiery ball, fell down from nowhere, and then somehow the fire went out, and then all of a sudden life came, and eventually it became a human life came. So no, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Nandinanda Govindam Sarvakara Karnam. So the cause of all causes, Krishna, whenever we see something created, a painting or a work of art, we want to know who is the creator. If I say there was no creator, it happened by chance, who will accept such a philosophy? So this is what they want to make you believe, that everything happened by chance. That there's no God, there's no creator. But this is not logical or reasonable. They think that there's no creator. That everything happens by chance. We don't accept such things. So the time element is there. When the material energy comes into existence, the time element is there. Time and tide waits for no man. Janaka Pandit said, even if you have $1 million, You can't buy back 1 minute. So time is going on. So everything in the material world is subject to, it has its beginning, has its interim state, has it, and it has its annihilation or ending. So this is all due to the time factor. One man was saying to Srila Prabhupada, said one man was on his deathbed. He was asking the doctor, please give me 4 more years. I've not finished my business. What can the doctor do? Mare Krishna Rake Krishna Marike. Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. Krishna wants to save you, no one can kill you. It's not in his hands. And Prabhupada said, what is that? 4 years, what is that nonsense business? So the time factor is there. Time and tide waits for no man. For every rising and setting of the sun, one's duration of life is being decreased. Except for those who are hearing about the pastime, name, form, quality, pastimes of the all good Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Sri Krishna. For the materialists, as the time passes, their time for death is coming, and they have to go to the court of Yamaraj and be judged according to what their next birth will be. But for the devotee, because of his tendency to hear about Krishna and think of Krishna, then he's developing his spiritual body. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that in this endeavor, there's no loss or diminution. In other words, one is saved from the greatest type of fear. And that greatest type of fear is to again take birth in the animal kingdom, the lower species. We know that there are 400,000 species of life. And that number is fixed. It doesn't change. Jishi Gauri Tai Krishna Bhava Radha Shama Sundar Ki Jai. So the species are always there. The spirit soul. The soul, according to his karma, he has to enter into a certain form. Bhagavad Gita says that the foolish living entity cannot understand how he's accepts his material body according to modes of material nature, how he accepts his body or how he quits his body. But one whose eyes are trained with knowledge can see all this. The endeavoring transcendentalist can see all this clearly, but those who are not, minds are not developed and not engaged in devotional service cannot see what is taking place, though they may try to. So they can do all the research they want, they can make so many plans and studies and so many things, but because their minds are not developed, they're not engaged in devotional service, they can never come to the right conclusion. They can never see what is going on. Even if they can count all the atoms in the material world, they still can't come to understand about the Supreme Controller, about Krishna. So the time factor is there, the ingredients, which three modes of material nature, the pradhan, and the creator. So these things are always there. The material world is being created and destroyed accordingly. And the Supreme Godhead, he is directing the actions of the material nature. Krishna is the original personality Godhead. Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. And from Krishna emanates so many of his expansions. And there's Mahavishnu, and then there's Garbhadakshai Vishnu, and then Kshirdakshai Vishnu, all the different emanations of the Lord, Super Soul and the heart, Super Soul, the universe. They're all taking part in the appearance of the material world. In the entire creation, there's the material world and the spiritual world. Material world is 1/4 of the material energy, and the spiritual world is 3/4 material energy. So, who comes in the material world? Generally, the material world is, and the spiritual world is 3/4. So most of these souls are in the spiritual world, in their Satchitananda body, eternally in the service of Krishna. But the living entity has independence. And we have to, because we've given a choice, whether we want to serve Krishna or come in the material world and try to enjoy, therefore somehow or other, we don't know how, and we can't, in the conditions say we can't understand how we come in this material world, but somehow or other, we made that choice. We can't say, Krishna, why did you let me come in the material world? It's not Krishna's fault. We chose. We had the individual, due to individual independence, we decided that we want to come in the material world and try to be Krishna. Of course, we know material world, the Kailama Shaswatam, a place of misery and suffering, where repeated birth and death take place. So, here in the purport, and here Nara Muni is telling the Pachetas, you should engage in devotional service, think of yourself qualitatively, one with him. Lord Chaitanya also propounded this philosophy, Achinta Beda Beda Tattva, that we're simultaneously one and different from the Lord. It's not like the Maya bodies think that sooner or later we become the Lord, we become one with the Lord. It's not possible. We're individual now, and we always remain individual. Sidhvyara Surupoy, Krishna Nitya Das, with the eternal servants of Krishna, as a position of living entity. So, it is there they be giving, describing the process of devotional service, and the Narada Muni is advising the Pachetas to engage in devotional service. Think of yourself one, qualitatively one with him. So, and Prabhupada says in the purport also that because everything is Krishna's energy, everything should be utilized for the service of the Lord. So this is called Yukta Vairagya. And it came to teach Jnana and Vairagya. Anything, that knowledge that fosters pure devotional service, and renunciation that also fosters pure devotional service. Anything else short of this will not give the desired result. So, devotional service should be formed ahaitakiya pratiyata, unmotivated and uninterrupted. Namcho yo vicharena bhakti yogena sevate saguna santichaitam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One should engage in full devotional service, unfailing, and being free from the modes of material nature, one should come to the level of Brahman. So this is the definition of devotional service. Because Krishna is pure, in order to engage in Krishna's service, we also have to be pure. We have to be on the Brahman platform. Brahma Bhuta Prashanatma Nasoshiti Nakanchati Samasarbeshu Bhuteshu Madhbhaktim Levate Param. So this is the beginning. Devotional service begins from this platform. No more lamenting, no more hankering, always joyful. So we may not be on that platform at this time, but we are considered like a green mango. If you have a green mango, sooner or later, if you leave it in the sun and the monkeys don't get it, then you can be sure it'll become ripe. So we're practicing Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti means we have to follow the rules and regulations. We have to chant 16 rounds, Maha Mantra every day, follow the four regulative principles, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And if we do that, but the way we perform devotional service, everything must be done with great care and intention, not haphazardly or whimsically. Perform our devotional service carefully, every day, rising early, taking bath, doing all the things that are necessary. But the most important thing in our devotional lives is our chanting. If we are chanting the holy name with great attention, if we're not offending the holy name. There are 10 offenses to the holy name. And the last offense is to maintain material attachments, thinking I, me, mine, and to be inattentive. So it's important that we try our best every day to chant 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, with great attention. Like now is the time for Bhagavatam class. So we're not going to be doing anything else. We're just hearing the Bhagavatam class. Unless someone has seva, like the pujaris, they have some seva, so they can't be hearing the class. But if we're coming to class, we shouldn't be sleeping or doing anything else, but we're just simply listening to class. The same way, in the morning, we have the japa class, japa meditation. So before we chant the holy name, we should chant the Panchatapa mantra to clear us from offenses. We should chant Trinadapi Sunichena, Trinadapi Sisana, Maniaman Mandina, Kirtanya Sarari, and pray to the Goswami, six Goswamis, because they also can free us from the obstacles on the path of devotional service. And we should pray to the holy name, for the mercy of the holy name, that we can stop offending the holy name and just hear the Maha Mantra. Just hear the mantra. We should think that japa time, we have no other business. It's not time to make plans for the day. It's not time to worry about what happened in the past. It's not time to think about anything else. Simply, we have to not kick out all the distractions. Find a suitable place to sit and chant and just simply hear the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this way, if we do that every day very carefully, then we'll have a good service attitude. We're serving the Vaishnavas. It's important that we serve the Vaishnavas, that we serve, always be thinking ourselves a humble servant and not the master. And remember that we are the eternal servants of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. We have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, especially if we want to get the mercy of Radha and Krishna. He's the Adi Guru. He's in your heart. So every day we should pray to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda for their mercy. And we were fortunate that the Lord have deity form, Archavigraha, so that we can pray to them for mercy, that we can perform pure devotional service, not be deviated in any way. Especially here in Vrindavan, the holiest place in the whole universe, we can just perform devotional service without any distractions. We know that chanting in the Vrindavan is much easier than chanting anywhere else because the modes of nature are not so strong. So we're chanting 16 rounds every day, but that is not enough. Rupa Goswami said one tongue and two ears was not enough. He wished he had millions of tongues and millions of ears. So 16 rounds is the minimum, but we should try to chant more as possible, because there's Seva Aparad, Vaishnava Aparad, Dhamma Aparad, Jiva Aparad, Nama Aparad. Kinds of Aparad can be counteracted, but if you offend the Holy Name, there's no way to get relief from offenses of the Holy Name but to be chant continuously and pray to the Holy Name to forgive you for your past offenses. Fervently pray from within our heart that we can chant the pure name without offenses. In this way, we can make advancement in devotional service. So I'll read the translation again. Because the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, He's the super soul of all individual living entities, exists as both the remote and immediate cause. Since He's aloof from material emanation, He's free from their interactions as Lord of material nature. You should therefore engage in His devotional service, think of yourself qualitatively one with Him. So, somebody, we can speak more. There's many more things to be spoken about in this verse and purport. So many instructions are there. Bhakti Siddhanta, he could speak on one verse. He spoke on one verse for 3 months. He spoke on one word for 1 month. So he said we could make a newspaper, daily newspaper about the spiritual world. So it's unlimited. How is that possible? In the material world, they have a daily newspaper in every city in the world. One or two, at least one, if not two. So why we can't make a daily newspaper about the spiritual world? The material world is under the modes, three modes of the material. But the spiritual world, Satchitananda, everything's eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So the difference, material nature, the spiritual nature is always going on, never ending. And Krishna's pastimes are always going on eternally. So, this is the Vrindavan Dham, the spiritual world, Premanjana Tarikti Bhakti Lochanena. One must have the eyes tinged with the salve of love to actually see Vrindavan Dham. We're not actually seeing Vrindavan Dham. When we go outside, we're not seeing Vrindavan Dham. We're seeing, our eyes are covered by the lucid energy. Yoga Maya covers the soul. So until we read, we can't see the real Vrindavan. In the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Gop Kumar second part, he came to Gokul and he went to Golok. Gokul and Golok, non-different. When Krishna comes to the material world, he manifests as Golok, Gokul, which is identical with Golok. And he was going back and forth. He didn't see any difference. But to enter into those pastimes, very confidential pastimes of the Lord, of the divine couple, the dark and fair-complected couple, Radha, Shamasundar, is very high platform, very difficult. But we should understand that that is the goal of all our devotional service, all our activities, develop our divine love for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and try to follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan and go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Now, I have to do some seva, so I can't entertain any questions. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. Srila Bhagavatam, ki jai. Gaura Premanande.